Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. Usually you don't join us on a Sunday morning. This is an Easter Sunday and Resurrection Sunday. We're praising the Lord for what Jesus did for us. Welcome and thank you for joining us this wonderful day. Mike is going to come and read some scripture and lead us in prayer.
Father, thank you for this, your day, Lord, where we remember you rising again, Lord, your power that saves us. We worship you, Lord. We thank you. We pray for your mighty anointing on this service, Lord, on the word that's to be read and the word that you'll speak through Brother Freedom. Lord, we pray that you would anoint us as hearers to hear you, Lord, to listen to you and to do what you have to say for us, Lord. Help us to take in your word. I pray that you would anoint our ears and anoint our hearts to receive from you today in the name of Jesus. This is Luke 21, verses 25 and following.
Yep.
And there shall be signs in the sun,
that's right,
and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
Thank you very much. Father, we just thank you, we praise you, this wonderful day. We thank you what you mean to us, and we thank you that you have everything under control. And we're so, want to say we love you. We love your Son, Jesus. We love all parts about you, Father. We thank you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, we praise you this day. We pray that you'll have preeminence in this service today. I pray a magnification of your power of a nobody this day, that you'll, like a pilot system, you'll just take over and you'll build a great word that you want for your power, your glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen and amen. There shall be signs. You know, with Jesus, when his coming was predicted a long time ago, that there was, and David even said the prediction of Jesus, it'd be fulfilled. When he came to this world, he was not received like a king. He went to a lowly manger. There he just led as a very quiet, not many people knew it. The angels came down and rejoiced when he was born. But the starting of his life was very, for a king of the world, pretty low key. He came to this world and there was sin abound and there was problems with every place. And this is, the service today is sort of twofold. It's what's done then is something that's going to happen in heaven too. I mean, there was problems in the time when Jesus came. The Bible says he came to his own received him not, but to many as received him, to them he gave power, become the sons of God. So God had a purpose for everything to be established exactly like it is. He has every fraction, every second. God's accountable for everything that he does. It's unique. It's perfect. And we see Jesus there as he's becomes a, around 12 years old, how that he went to the priests and the temple, and he was teaching them. And Jesus went through with signs and wonders for 33 years or so, but the latter 3 years, he was with his disciples. He taught them many things, but it's amazing, they could not receive the things. It was like they didn't have something to hear what he was saying exactly. Now, he was living it, and they felt the presence. They knew it was God's Son, but yet they did not know in the deep, and this, as it happened later, how they could not receive all this. It was like when Peter come out the water, he says, I want to walk to you, Lord. And then he began saying, these things started, the disciples didn't know all this stuff. It's like we are. Even though they're with God, it was God's Son, they still didn't actually know exactly what he was saying. I can tell them, they'll go to the other side and fish. And they fished, and they had a load of fishes. And they went and seen the marriage for the no wine at the wedding supper. And when Jesus gave the wine was what made better than you were supposed to in those days. The custom was you'd give the good wine first, and then the last, when everybody was in there getting full of wine, they take the worst wine. But it was backwards. When Jesus made, it was better wine. It was definitely better. Everything Jesus did was better. And as I would believe that Jesus brought the first healing, basically, in the world, other than God going through in his life when they put like the insignia of the serpent when people were healed. And that's what that insignia is on their neck, because they got healed by looking at the serpent. But Jesus, in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, says, by his stripes we are healed. And Jesus, he took those stripes upon his back. He took them for you and I. And Jesus' speech was perfect. His love was perfect. He loved everyone. He demonstrated, see, we're just all to have part of him in us, his spirit. But see, there was another driving force of spirit of Jesus we don't really recognize. God literally dethroned him as man. Bible says he that loveth the Son have eternal life, and he that believes not the Son shall not have life, and the wrath of God shall be upon him. The wrath of God. When we don't accept Jesus, God has no other solution for us, but we're going to another place. And that other place is a place that was given for those that came against God, which is Satan and his followers. But it's not for you and me. It's after we choose whether we want the Lord or we don't want it. We're a free moral agent to be able to choose. It says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Every day, even after we're saved, we choose whether we want to get better, and we sort of go slide back down the fire pole. You know, the old people in the fire, they had this pole that used to go down, and you'd slide down that pole. Well, that's when we are sometime in sin. It's easy for us to fall down. But then how are we going to get back up there? It takes a lot of... Sometimes it's hard to get back up the second time than the first time. But I've been up and down a few times. But into it all, Jesus is our great example. He was flawless. He was spotless. His words are exactly from heaven. But I truly believe the same Spirit that lifted up Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is the same Spirit that we've been baptized with. And that Spirit is from the throne. Now, see, some people don't see that, but it still doesn't stop the fact it's true. Because until you receive, it's hard to believe. I was a skeptic when I first got married. I didn't understand a thing about it. My wife says, I can't explain to you. I thought, well, why can't you? No, you can't. But boy, after I tarried for a full year, going to church about every service, going down to the altar, we went to the altar. I mean, I prayed through. Or I didn't pray through then, but I mean, I learned later when I got full of spirit, pray through. But it was something happened that I was no way, it was wonderful when I got saved. It was wonderful all that Jesus had done. But Jesus says, it's needful that I go away. For I go not away, the comforter will not come. It's needful. Jesus went away to do quite a miraculous, wonderful job. And today is Easter Sunday. And Jesus died that we might live. He died that we might receive pardon. And we have failures, and Jesus still hears us, answers us. He sees where he paid a debt that we could not pay. He paid a debt that he didn't owe, but he did it freely for us that we might have everlasting life into his kingdom. His kingdom would be void just today if it wasn't for the love of God. Oh, the love of his Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God that comes down. And, you know, I just take all of God's blood, I just eat it all up because it's wonderful. Come and see the glory of God is real. The power, the anointing is strictly for us. It touches our heart, it touches our soul, it touches our innermost being. It processes us into a way that we can hear from heaven. It processes our mind from a natural man into a spirit-filled man.
But we don't take granted for those things. We live in a humanistic body. I want all of you to hear this. That's why it's hard. You got to keep filling yourself back up. Can't make nothing for granted because you're living in a big old holy bag that leaks. So you got to keep putting in more process, and the more you put in there, the cleaner it gets. You hear that? Because it sort of sends out, and we keep growing. It still leaks out if we don't work at it, but it gets cleaner. It gets more closer to where we're headed. And that's when we first started, we're still okay, but that bag just leaks out, and it's just sort of a child then, and it leaks out. Pretty soon you put more in, and pretty soon it just flushes itself. That's what the body, God made it this way. When we eat, what we do, we take in nutrients. I don't know what I'm talking about, but if you take something down here, and we take water and put it there, and liquids, and it produces blood. And those blood carries off byproducts and everything in our body and our life that we need touch. That's why we can stay wealthy and not wealthy, but healthy, and we can stay wealthy in the spirit. Wealthy is you've got abundance. And we can have abundance of God's life, but it takes a refueling. It takes a re-examination. It takes a reconsecration indeed, because we don't have that body. Jesus, he says, he that believeth on me, the works I do shall he do also, and greater works shall he do. We can do greater works even through Jesus. He lets us say that. Greater works shall you do, because I go to the Father, what shall we ask in my name? That will I do, that the Father might be glorified through the Son. He that believeth on the works of Jesus. Oh, the glory of God is glorious. But God loves us so much, and he wants to instill part of the Godhead in us. And that burden's not so heavy on us now. And God is giving us something to work for, because we're starting out on the basis that old sack is sort of really, it just leaks out. And we go home at night, we go to a revival. Next morning we're out back, and we go back and read our word, and we're about quitting time. We're almost tuckered out, because we're almost exhausted, because we think we're not going to make it. But process that time and time and time and time, those old baggage, where it holds more, my cup runs over. And when it starts running over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Be ye strong in the Lord and power of God, put you on the whole order of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of error. But it's because my cup is running over. It's because a lot of times I've filled my holy bag. And that holy bag has got two meanings. God wants us to walk in holiness, and we, in that holiness, it cleanses us. Now, when a child, I speak as a child, I understood as a child, but when I start putting on the ways of God, then I understand. I get to where I trust, lean not on our understanding, and all the ways of knowledge him, and he should direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. That's a big step there, learning. These are all growth points. We didn't get there overnight. We go there in a process of refilling up. Don't be caring who anybody says about you. You just do it. The glory gets in, and you get alive. And as Jesus lived, you start living. When he ascended, how he lived, and you still live. You're happy. What's wrong with people that are so sad? They're like sad sacks. Oh, I like to needle people sometimes when they're so up and down. You know, I'm not giving you a living because you really got sour luck. But I don't even say that because that makes some pretty unhappy. But we're to be an image of our Father. And we take on God's power. Every time we fill up and this leaky thing leaks out, the goodness stays in it. And then there our baggage sort of leaks out. We put more goodness in, baggage leaks out. Pretty soon this holy bag sits and some of the leaks get stopped up a little bit to where we're a little full. Be full of God. But we gotta work at it, keep it there. You just don't take it for granted. You just sit down the road and say, you know, I used to do really hard work. And a job never got done unless I was willing to get in there and put my whole arm. That 20-pound sledgehammer I'd hit, and I was a little man, but I'd hit that thing, and I could just make that cat just, the whole thing would move. Itself, but I could go 50 swings. And I never around anybody can only do about 20 things. I could hit that sledgehammer so hard, and I learned how to hit it, and it did the work. That's why God is. He does the work. See, a lot of people, they can't swing that sledgehammer because they're trying to do it. No, you just get back and just let it go. A boy, it gets like a boy, you just let the weight carry it, and you can stay behind it a little bit more and more. You've got a machine. That's what God, He stands behind us. Come with you. Well, Jesus, it all happened because God's great, what He thought happened. He says, well, I'm going to build man that, I know this is from heaven, and I signed his name, the paper, and said, the Lord says, you can sign it. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I did. I apologize. After I signed it, he says, so my son, you can sign it. I'm in you. And I said, if someone got a hold of this, they'd say, that's crazy. He's a sure foot, sure, but I'm not going to say nothing. God is wonderful. He understands you right where you are. He knows what's making this ticker tick. He knows what makes you think. Think on the things that are good. But see, the problem is, we think on things not all so good. We think on how we're going to. We start worrying. We do like the Israelites. We start complaining. Then we get a little bit farther than that. We start being judgmental. Then we go a little farther than that. We get critical. And then when that sort of ends up, we don't get our fleshing. We'll take it back. See, if we don't keep our this bag up to where it should be, then because we can't help ourselves. Because the ingredient's not in the bag to make us help us to walk straight. Do you understand a little bit what I'm saying? We're living in a holy, holy. And God wants to be holy, but it's got holy with sins. Holes. Not holy. Holes that seep out. And we have to refuel every, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. There's a, what I'm saying is the truth. I forget the name of this plane, but it's so holy that it leaks fuel. But they make it that way because when it gets hot up in altitude, it seals itself up. When we give the Lord, it seals it up. Oh, come on. The glory cloud comes down. You start feeling the presence of Almighty God. He made us. And we can get out of Him just exactly what we put into it. I don't know why I went the way I went, but about 40 years ago, I decided I want to get closer to God. And He says, now, he that hungered and thirsted after righteousness shall be filled. And I hungered and hungered and hungered. Then I prayed and prayed and prayed. And after that, He says, well, He says, I think I'll have a little talk with me. And I remember that June 6th. 1977 at 10:35 at night, there was 3 that showed up. And I felt about this high. And the Spirit of God told me things that I never thought about the end time, about things that's going to come to pass. And from those time on, that's how I started knowing what I was going to be. He says, I'll give you verification when I'm telling you is the truth. So that's why I knew what He's telling me about the end time was truly from Him. Because I was a carnal person. We are. Till God rearranges. He starts plugging up some of those holes. And pretty soon you start carrying His eternal power. Eternal process. You see things that other people don't see. You feel things they can't see. They don't even share. But God's not saying that God still don't want. See that people didn't understand Jesus. They come here and they try to get rid of Him. I learned the first thing off the course when you start living really for God, nobody likes you. The Lord told me, He said, don't worry about it. And I said, how? And I did this week. I said, Lord, how do I really know that I'm getting old and I'm senile when I'm still on course? I'm still with you. Glory. Glory. You know, He's glorious. He's wonderful. His power is so wonderful. He wants to touch people throughout the world to say where you are in a very powerful way. The same Spirit that lifted up Jesus can be in you. Jesus don't get that jealous. And that's where we shouldn't get is jealous. I see, but anyway, some of God's places, I've seen jealousy in there. Pianists get so jealous. Someone played the piano that they would just leave the church. You see, that's very childish. When a child, I thought a child. I understood a child. But a child, God don't send, he doesn't send a babe off to war. We have to know what we're doing, and he wants us to be all led by his Spirit. See, some people can't hear from heaven because they haven't went through it. It's all a process of starting where you are. You know, I got to come to a place that I didn't care what it, I knew that God was bigger than anything that I'd ever seen or faced, and I didn't see him, but I knew he was there. Everybody else, I didn't even see the people I seen. I could see more of him than I could feel what I seen. That scripture, when I looked at the things I've seen, that's when I started really feeling that. I would see impossibilities in 1 second of God's time. If I put maybe 2 seconds of that time, I'd see it too. Now, I couldn't tell this to other bodies because nobody else would know it. But in my own heart, see what we're doing. It's a personal out there in the world. It's to you, God made this universe. Now, we have churches, and they're wonderful, but they're just a congregation that comes together of what takes place in you and our hearts. And if we can continue to have that service, well, that's what would be a good service. But what happens, maybe one person here really dedicates himself and everybody else is off here. So you don't put, I learned this when I went to school, and on the 5th grade I was demoted because I was supposed to be slow. I moved to school. Well, see, when about a couple of weeks, my teacher went to this slow class, went back to my former class teacher, says he's not slow either. You need to put him back in there, maybe, because he's ready, and I was. See, that's the way God can come down to our hearts and take us when we're look like we're slow or not. His glory, we don't have the final countdown until it's over with. When I went to Haiti, I went down there to, didn't care about going, but I went down there, and the man was a full gospel businessman president, and the man didn't like me. I'm telling this just to help you. And I said, Lord, I didn't know what, but see, I didn't know what God had in the picture. Sometimes when you go through these problems, you don't know what God has figured out already. He's figured out all the, and he says, oh, my child, all you gotta do is just trust me. So I didn't have to worry about where I knew. I just had to trust my God. I didn't have to worry about all these men that I went with. I just had, and that's where we are in life. That trust in nobody but God. Now see, when you show people that, you're not going to tell them, oh, I'm God, no, you, because some people don't even understand at all, so you just keep that in your heart. But that's a fact, that's how it works. So it went on about a week, and that man got more difficult. The people I got in, what went down with, I was just a format for everybody I went with. And I felt that way. So on Thursday night, went to this meeting, and they put me in the back of this building with different people. I felt very alone. See, we live in this body. It's hard to sense things, but you don't let them get away from you. If you're going to have to walk a creek out here, you're going to sense that your feet's going to get cold, you're going to get wet, but don't let it get carried away. And see, I could have got carried away when a situation happened. I said, well, if I got judgmental, I lost the spirit. But if I got hateful, I can't use me that way. So here, all this process from getting from here to Haiti would be void. And see, I would have been a void. And this happens to many of us day by day. He's in the picture, but you just don't see it. But you got to wait upon him. How come the glory, that's the purpose. We're to wait on him. Lean not in thine own understanding. If you can think it through, it's not going to happen. You got to trust something's, you're just stepping out here, you're just stepping out on a limb. and you got a saw behind you, they're gonna cut it off. I said, don't flinch. Okay, I won't flinch. But what about when I'm falling? He said, don't worry about falling, I'll catch you. Sometimes the limb gets cut out of you. God just curves. And see, that's what he can really carry you. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. As we carries us, promotes us, blesses us. Well, I feel the Spirit of God so heavy here. As I went, and that I started speaking, my Heavenly Father was, I can't tell you whether, well, it's hard for me to tell what's God's Father, but anyway, the Spirit of God, leave it that way. Either one's perfect. And I said, what's the matter? I said, well, you see what's the matter. I've come down to this far. He said, do not be in despair. Don't be afraid. I said, well, I'm sitting way back here, and they've got all those other men I come down here with. They're all up there on the head table, and I can't even see them. He said, don't worry. Don't worry about it until the last person leaves this hot room. Don't worry about it. I said, well, that's pretty good odds. Don't worry about it until everybody. I said, okay. But the Lord didn't have to really share. I was supposed to have much faith in him, but I was getting a little bit worry and well-doing. But God doesn't want us to get worried. I should have just waited upon him. But I guess I got my toes. I crumpled on my toes, was hurting from people walking on it all week. And it got the best of me. I'm just saying this. Nobody knew it but me. I didn't tell anybody. But I was telling my father. I said, I feel like me. I just went a long ways down here. I said, I think I could be doing something more valuable for you at home. And we went some places and I went speaking, but I said, I know it's not what you wanted me to do, because you know exactly what God. He said, just hang on. He said, you hang on until, you just wait till the service over. And God was telling me these things, so I said, okay, I'm sorry, I repent. So the Lord says, well, you just do that, you repent, and you pray, you're gonna need prayer. So, this president, his name was Henry, he got up, he says, the Lord just took me to the woodshed. That's what he said when he stood up. He said, I'm so ashamed of myself. This man, here I am, said, go home, God's working. He said, I'm so ashamed of myself. He says, that man that's sitting way back in the back of this building, I'm going to have him to come up here because God told me this. He's going to pray for all of us. He said, God's going to heal my heart tonight. And he did. He said, that man came all the way from Kelowna, Canada. When I said Kelowna, Canada, it rung a bell because that's where he's from. That year he did ask me to stand up to say a word, and I said, well, I'm thankful for all that what done this year. I said, God's really been with me. I said, from Kelowna, Canada to Peoria, Illinois to Haiti, which is long different ways. And that's what rung his bell. God knows the right words to get us in a place. I'm going to stop right there for a minute because God still way it works. Just hang on what I've got. But you got to remember, do the things that God tells you to do. Now, I had here a couple years ago, I had built a reservoir. But there's a boy here I'd like to bring across. The man owed me some money, never would pay me. So here about this winter, I was really getting in a bad spot there, and I was praying to the Lord, and Lord, I felt like calling the man. And I said, well, you've never paid me. And he said, oh, yes, I have. And I said, no, you haven't, sir, I don't. But God told us to tell him, this touch his button. Tell him those shiny, he knew why he had those shiny red trucks. That's all I had to say. I told his name, I said, I know why you got those shiny red trucks. Oh! He says, Hotsky check. He says, I'll send you money tomorrow. Is that okay? I said, yeah, all I had to do is say exactly what God said. They wait upon the Lord. Give us my key. Give me that to go on. As Henry, as I said, yes, I'll come up there. So Henry got the line. The glory of God just came down that building. In revival, that was the driest service you'd ever been in. And it changed. People was getting healed. Hearing. All kinds of things was taking place because I was where I was supposed to be. But people didn't know. God still loved me. But here he is. I'm a little bit nothing. And that's where I am today. I'm nothing, nothing, nothing. But he takes that little nothing to give this service today with power, with witness. If I had told that man about the red paint, probably would never got no money. But I didn't have to get critical with him or nothing. As soon as I said red paint, he said, I'll send you the money. I said, tomorrow's fine. Next day he was there. Here I'd waited years. And when Henry, God touched that mind that I love to pray for people. Anyway, that's probably my greatest calling. But I've seen a lot of people healed. And I know people are going to get healed. I know because God's God. How come the glory comes up? The power comes up? The witness comes up? The greater is he that's in me than what I'm facing. When you pray for people, there's a lot of unbelief in them. So you got to get them up to a standard where they can receive. They don't kill you or stop your prayer, but you got to pray for them because their unbelief will stop. Unbelief will kill the hand of God. But he'll modify us in his blessing. So I prayed that night for many people. But a year later, I was in the town up north here, and he spotted me. He says, hey! Called Beneva. He said, God's healed me. He healed me. And I went to he sent us for everybody here. He says, my heart's perfect. He wasn't supposed to live. He just was bothering so much that he had grown hardened. He hadn't been flushing. But as soon as he went back to flushing his, he got on fire too. He stayed on fire. He flushed himself out every day. That process of God come down and flush me out as I pray back through, I get flushed out. And these critics who say, you know, you need to pray through always because it cleanses you. It fortifies you. What do you care what someone thinks? Don't make no difference. The sound of my grandmother said it's not that I'm like a hill of beans. A hill of beans. So God is real, but God is special. And we're living in a day, make the servants come to the latter part of it. We're in a time of perilous times are coming. And we, as God's people, need power. Because you're faced with an adversary that you've never been seen before. You need the power, the unction from the function of God in you with holy power, with glory comes down. If you receive that atonement from heaven, that you will have an ordination that comes down as God approves it on your life in a very maximum wonderful way that pursues the things of evilness that's before you. But the process, the enemy is coming against you, you can speak against it. And that's what he wants with his people. But his people have been too asleep. They're not bad, they just want to fall asleep. Bible says, I know in the time. Now it's high time to wake up sleep, for now is your salvation near and belief. And I swear to it, the day of heaven, let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of life. The armor of life is real. The glory. God wants to set you free. Oh, come and see, Lord. Father, I pray for the people throughout the world today. I pray for the power to come down this moment, and I pray that you'll touch them from the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet, put them on fire. Oh, the glory come down. Illuminate them. Bless your people in a mighty way. Bring a revival out. Bring a revival that souls will be touched. That men's and women's lives will be touched in a very powerful way. Bring your power. We come against evilness. We come against darkness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We put on the whole arm of God that we might be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we stand with your glory cloud of hearts. We stand as being a healed people this day. We stand in your liberty. We stand in your purpose. We stand in your direction. We call upon you this day that you'll hear and answer us and you'll heal us, our mind, spirit, and body, and soul. We pray for a great awakening this day. We pray for your people to be on fire this day. We pray for the liberty to come down. Father, you just bind every thing that's not of you and you get rid of it, put it in the sea of forgetfulness, that they never come back no more. And we pray that you give your people a dedication, a consecration, a holiness that they never felt, never since, never had before. We pray this day to come into existence. We thank you in the wonderful name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. I pray for the unbelieving this day. For those that do not understand, I pray for a mighty way, a wave of, a crimson wave of glory come upon your people this day. A wave from heaven this day. Father, I pray for the glory. Touch the people you've never touched before. I pray for revival on this land this day, of America, and throughout the world this day, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Father, I pray for your angels to go about this word today, and it goes forth out as ministers' spirits sent from you, from on high, and command them in the name of Jesus right now. Angels go forth by the Spirit of God, break them, disturb this message throughout the world this day with power. Oh, come, Sheba, glory comes down. There's a couple of pastors out there I'm speaking to that God wants you to restructure. He wants you to take away that stony heart. He wants you to wait upon him. He wants you to wait upon the Lord. And God's going to bless both of you, but you've got to take some thought. You got to be pliable. You got to be receivable. You got to do the will of the Father. We might be worthy of the Lord under all pleas and being fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God. And this knowledge of God is not our own way. It's letting the Spirit of God move upon us in a mighty way. Oh, praise God. I pray, Father. Oh, for that one out there that you've lost your way. There's a person over, come up, quite a few people. You're having a hard time. But if you'll wait upon God, God is your answer. I know that we're living in perilous times. I know there's troubles. But you have no other recourse than to take the one that can help you. That's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're greater than whatever you're facing. Come and see them, Uncle. You don't know what Brother Freedom's been this way a year. I've faced a lot of odds. And they never thought that I could have this service that it was today. But God is real. He's on fire. You need to take advantage of this day because he's coming soon. He's coming real soon. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee this day, my people. Be ye holy, as I am holy, said the Spirit of God. Lean not in thine own understanding, but trust me, your living Savior, and I'll bless you. For I say the Savior has bled and died that you might live. And I sent forth my Spirit, said the Spirit of God, that you might have help in this last hour. Thou must trust me, and thou hast to trust me, because there is no other way. Those that do not trust me have no defense. And for the people, the mice, ones that will trust me, they have a defense through the word trust. Through believing that all things are possible. Those that believe in my name, call upon me, and I'll answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Set the word of God. God bless you all. God bless you. Brother Clint, close it.
Father, I felt your presence, and I just thank you, Father, for coming to this place, this living room.
God bless you.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you.
Amen.
Lord, God bless you. Glory to God. God's here. Glory to God. God's here. Glory. Glory.